I'm Yasmin Valentine from Socially Active, and today I'm with the fabulous and world-renowned architect Barry Coop. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Yasmin.
Hi. I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about a particular property or building that has inspired you as an architect.
Yeah, that's an easy one, really. I suppose my favourite building of all time has to be the Guggenheim Museum. Designed by Frank Lloyd Wright in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
It's so inspiring. Why is it inspiring? I think because it was designed well ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. The ideas incorporated into its form, its shape, its use of space is such that nobody had come up with any ideas like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much later on in Frank Lloyd Wright's life that he designed this building. I mean, I talk a lot about Frank Lloyd Wright and the buildings that he designed, the house, the falling water, the hotels. He's just so inspiring. But the Guggenheim, for me, really is the pinnacle of his career, and the shape and form that he created on that building, I think, stands the test of time. And is there for all to see and enjoy. There are certain aspects of it, I think, that I've often heard when I'm going round there, and the curator was saying, well, if only Frank Lloyd Wright had an arm. But there is an answer to that, if only. But he created something which was very inspirational. It's like a helical coil inside, which goes round and round.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go round this helical coil, you see the paintings or whatever form of art is on the exhibition actually going round the helical coil.
Incredible.
So when you look at the building from outside,
yes,
it's all in white render, the whole building, and you see this helical coil separated by a dark band, which is obviously the band between the two floors, if you like, as you're going round. And it, yes, very futuristic. But such a fabulous use of space and form.
Wonderful. Fascinating, Barry. Thank you so much for your take on that. Thank you so much for listening. That's Yasmin Valentine from Socially Active and the wonderful Barry Coop, architect.